Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. So today we are taking a look at planes, trains, and automobiles. And we are gathering our abundance lessons from this movie. And today's clip was kind of long. I think it's like 4.5 minutes. And for a good 3 minutes, we are listening to Neil complain about Dell, right? And he's saying all these very harsh things to Dell. And on one hand, we get it, right? Especially if we've seen the whole movie, we can see the frustration that Neil is having. And if we had gone through what Neil's gone through, we probably would be exploding similarly as well. Hopefully not to that extent and maybe not at someone, but inside really having these really frustrated emotions, right? And the holidays can really have us running high emotionally if we are not cognizant of really allowing ourselves to be calm. I really like this scene, not just because Dell takes it for a good almost 3 minutes, but then he is really not reacting. He takes the time to respond back to Neil. And that is more than just a calm and centeredness. There's something more to that. It is him knowing who he is and responding from that most in-depth part of himself, the place where he is fully acceptant of himself. In fact, he says, "I like me. I like me. It doesn't matter if you don't like me. I like me. And I choose to have a perception that's not cynical. I choose to look at life in a different way than you do, Neil." And that's more than centeredness. That is a real aligning and tuning to who he truly is, his real authentic self, and his acceptance and love and worthiness of his authentic self, right? And so this Thanksgiving, especially, but the whole holiday season, I want you to really think about how worthy you are. And how when you tune to your most authentic self, your most aligned self, that you can have this response like Dell does. You can have the more than centeredness, but the knowing inside your gut that it doesn't matter what other people think of you, your family, your friends, whatever, whomever you're going to be with during the holiday season, you are enough. You are worthy and you stand in your power and you don't need to give that away, right? You don't need to let other people make you feel inferior or make you have a bad time during the holidays. Giving ourselves the self-permission and knowingness that we are worthy, that we don't have to self-abandon. He didn't say, "Okay, Neil, I understand where you're coming from, and I'm going to try to do this differently or that differently or whatever." He didn't say any of that. He said, "I know who I am. I like who I am. And this is me, right? What you see is what you get. And I'm not going to be codependent, and I am not going to change who I am because you don't like me." And oftentimes when we go home to see family or friends that we haven't seen in a while, we perceive they have certain perceptions of us. And then we kind of try to fit into those perceptions. And in doing so, we really self-abandon who we are. And so this can be big stuff, especially if you're used to acting a certain way in front of your friends and family and are working on really honoring who you truly are. And so when you go to Thanksgiving or the holidays, I want you to really become cognizant and aware of, are there places that you are kind of quote unquote, acting the part of who you think they think you are, as opposed to who you truly are. In what ways are you self-abandoning? And it's totally normal, and we are all guilty of it, and oftentimes it can be unconscious. So let this be easy. Don't be hard on yourself. Just become aware of where you maybe are not fully living into who you truly are, and instead are wanting to be a little bit more like Dell, right? I hope that you have an amazing Thanksgiving and other holidays that are coming up or that you are currently celebrating. I hope that your holidays are wonderful. And I also wanted to say thank you. When I am thinking of all the things that I am grateful for, one of the main things is being and doing this life's work of mine, of helping people really align to and in tune to who they really are authentically. We will be diving in to some Christmas movies in the next couple of weeks. Thank you for being here, and I hope that you have an amazing holiday. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.